Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to be talking about our discovery unit right here in the middle of Chinese New Year season. And we're talking about how to move people around congested cities like Washington, D.C.
That's right. You don't want to be stuck in huge traffic jams where you're wasting a lot of your time, that you probably could be home with your family or friends, or what's worse is wasting fuel. It costs so much these days.
It sure does.
But some of these cities just weren't designed to help with the traffic flow. So they're trying to come up with some other ideas, especially ones that will be very green. They want to conserve energy, of course. And also, some of these systems that we've been talking about, this personal rapid transit system, is hopefully going to cut down on traffic accidents. A lot of people are killed in car wrecks.
Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't help but thinking about on the lines or related to this project or this idea is the idea of self-drive cars for people. Because here it seems to me that this personal rapid transit system is just a similar system as a rapid transit system would be. They still have to build these tracks and these guideways. They need to have these special cars. Wouldn't it be better to have cars have some kind of computer in them and various sensors so the cars could actually drive themselves, and then people, instead of driving them and causing accidents, being drunk and stuff like that, or in a hurry, the cars would drive themselves and everybody would get around a lot more safer that way?
Yeah, I think you'd have to check with some of the automobile companies. I'm sure they've thought of this stuff. There must be some reason why they're holding back. I don't know. Yeah, this does seem to be a lot more expensive up front, at least. Of course, you'd have to spend a lot of money coming up with a car that's smart enough to do all those things, too.
Mm-hmm. But the different part of this particular idea is that you get into a car and then you don't have to go along its fixed routes. You can program your destination into the car's computer, and then it will take you to where you want to go. No questions asked. So let's talk about construction of the DC system here. But first of all, we're going to talk about another program or another system that's in the planning stage, one in London there. So let's get to it here. Let's read through the content of today's lesson, and then we'll come back to discuss it. Before construction gets underway in D.C., designers may turn to London's Heathrow Airport, where a similar state-of-the-art mode of transportation is in the works. The Ultra is a fleet of small pods that will ferry travelers between their cars and the airport terminal. It may seem contradictory, but these individual pods are in fact more efficient than a train or bus service, because they make no intermediate stops and take the shortest possible route to the destination. As transport experts everywhere fix their eyes on Heathrow, the immediate future of the pod car industry could well depend on the success of this airport project. Nevertheless, the Washington PRT would be of far larger scale and complexity. A powerful central computer would be required to oversee the PRT in its entirety. At the same time, to ensure unquestionable safety standards, every single pod car would need to be equipped with its own technology, allowing it to think independently. The model for this actually comes from Kiva Robots, which are capable of mapping paths to collect objects in a warehouse. These revolutionary robots function on a twofold technology. A central server issues orders to individual robots and monitors their movements, and independent computers in each robot take charge of picking the specific route, maneuvering and avoiding obstacles. The personal transportation network would work on this premise. This pioneering project could have considerable effects, and the advantages of pod travel could be tremendous. With automobiles obsolete, the environment would certainly benefit. And on a personal level, in our personal pods, we'd be traveling more safely and more quickly. Your destination would be the push of a button away, and the world could change forever.
Well, before construction gets underway or gets started in D.C., designers may turn to London's Heathrow Airport. That's an international airport where a lot of us fly into when we go to London. And there they have a similar state-of-the-art mode of transportation in the works. Now, construction here is the noun form of the verb to construct, which means you're going to build something. It's the work of constructing or building something big, typically. There's always a lot of construction going on in my apartment building.
Oh, no.
I hate this part about it. A lot of people are always moving in and out, and they want to remodel, so I can always hear, you know, a lot of pounding and drilling and noise, and that's construction noise.
Well, at least those construction workers have work now during these trying economic times. But, of course, we're talking about construction, and, of course, that is the process of building something. And to get underway just means to begin. And before they can begin construction, the designers of the DC system may turn to London's Heathrow Airport. To turn to something means to look to something or to look for someone for information or inspiration. So they might think, how are we going to build this thing? We need somebody to sort of give us an example. So they will look at the example of London's Heathrow Airport because a similar state-of-the-art mode of transportation is in the works. Mode just means type of transportation. There are different modes of transportation like rapid transit or buses or private cars, bicycles, etc. And this particular transportation network is called the Ultra.
Well, it's a fleet of small pods. Again, we're using this word fleet to talk about a group of vehicles. And these pods will ferry travelers between their cars and the airport terminal. It's kind of hard to get around at Heathrow. You have to get on buses and go from one terminal to another, and it's not always convenient. When you talk about a ferry, typically we're talking about a boat that you take to go from one area to another. It's a pretty short ride on the water. We have ferries in New York that will go from Staten Island over to the main island of Manhattan. Well, here we're using it as a verb, and it simply means to take travelers from one place to another.
Exactly. That's exactly what it means, to ferry them. It may seem contradictory, however, but these individual pods are, in fact, more efficient than a train or bus service. Now, contradictory here means it's the opposite of what you think. Maybe somebody says something and then they do something else. This person contradicts himself. He says he doesn't drink whiskey, but that night you see him in a bar drinking whiskey, Jack Daniels or something. That's contradictory. And you might think that, hey, isn't it more efficient for people to take buses and trains because you have a lot of people on just one vehicle, so that saves space and saves energy. But it does seem contradictory, but actually these individual trains or pods are more efficient. Now, why are they more efficient? It's because they make no intermediate stops, and they also take the shortest possible route to the destination. Intermediate here can mean a couple of things, but here it just means in between something, okay? So if you're going from Danshui to Xindian on the Danshui line, all the stations in between are the intermediate stops in Hongshulin or Shirlin or Taipei Chajan or Taiwan University Hospitals. Those are all intermediate stations.
Well, they not only don't make those intermediate stops, they also take the shortest possible route to the destination. So typically there are lots of different ways to get from point A to point B, and some of those routes are shorter than others. Well, this pod service will take the shortest possible route. Now, transport experts everywhere are fixing their eyes on Heathrow. When you fix your eyes on something, you watch something very closely. And if your eyes are fixed, they're not moving. They're really paying attention to what's happening in Heathrow because it may determine the immediate future of the pod car industry. So it's very important that Heathrow turns out well, that it doesn't cost too much, that they don't have a lot of problems. Because if they do, it will impact or affect the other pod car industry projects that are trying to be put into action.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you just park your car at Heathrow and then get on one of these trains, and it should take you right into the terminal. Maybe in the future, it'll take you right to your plane. Who knows? So, of course, the future of this particular project or this type of transportation depends on the success of this project in England. Okay, let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, nevertheless, the Washington PRT would be of a far larger scale and complexity. So, nevertheless, in any case, or even though this is true, the Washington PRT would still be much larger than this really puny system in England here. Nevertheless, still this is true. And it's going to be very complex. Complex is the adjective. Complexity is the noun. For example, making a computer involves a lot of complexity. It's a very complex process.
Now, this is why it's so complex. They've got a powerful central computer, and that would be required to oversee the entire PRT. Or you can use this phrase, oversee the PRT in its entirety. It simply means entire. But entire would come before PRT if you use just the word entire. Now, when you oversee something, it's kind of like you're a boss and you make sure that people do their work properly. Another word you could use there is to supervise. Someone who does oversee something is called an overseer. That's the noun form for a person. But of course, here we're talking about a computer. A computer isn't an overseer. That's a person. But here, this computer would oversee the whole PRT.
You could say supervise, and at the same time, it needs to ensure unquestionable safety standards. Okay, so people would be afraid, hey, I don't want to ride that if there's nobody driving it. Isn't that going to be dangerous? Well, every single pod car would need to be equipped with its own technology, and that would allow it to think independently. So if the central computer had some problems, then these individual pod cars could react to the problem and keep the passengers nice and safe and sound. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation about the first part. Here's our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们昨天谈到了 PRT system 也许可以是现在用来解决交通拥挤的一个很好的方案。而我们可以呢先来参考一下 London's Heathrow Airport。在伦敦的希斯洛机场呢就有类似的运转系统。第一句呢谈到在这样子的机场当中Where a similar state-of-the-art mode of transportation is in the works. 在这个机场当中就有着使用最先进技术的交通运输系统在运转当中。而这套系统呢我们称之为是 the Ultra。The Ultra is a fleet of small pods that will ferry travelers between their cars and the airport terminal. 这套 Ultra system 呢，它其实有着小座舱车的车队。如果我们提到 a fleet of, 就是代表是车队或者是机群的意思。它呢，可以载送旅客们往来于自己的停车场。以及呢这个机场的航站之间，当然这是一个非常有效率的方式咯。第一段的后面提到 As transport experts everywhere fix their eyes on Heathrow, the immediate future of the pod car industry could well depend on the success of this airport project.所以呢当各地的运输专家都把他们的目光集中在 Heathrow Airport 的时候呢而接下来的这个个人座舱系统工程也许就可以依赖这个机场系统的成功经验。在这里有提到 could well 后面加上原形动词或者我们说 might well,May well 加上原形动词都是代表着某事可能发生的意思。 接着我们来看到，在第二段继续谈论回到华盛顿特区的 PRT system， 它的规模想必是更大，复杂度也更高咯。难度在哪里呢？这里提到 A powerful central computer would be required to oversee the PRT in its entirety。 当然我们需要的是一个呢可以监控整个系统的强大中央的电脑，可不能常常宕机哦。而这里的 oversee 则是有监管监控的意思。除此之外呢，有一个中央的电脑系统之外， every single parked car would need to be equipped with its own technology, allowing it to think independently. 每一个单一的舱车呢，也要有自己独立的系统，可以呢去思考，然后呢选择自己该走的路。
We'll be right back after a quick break.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're continuing to talk about PRT, or Personal Rapid Transit. And you know, Stephanie, if they had a PRT system in China, you know what it would be called?
No.
What it would be called a PRT in the PRC.
Oh, it's kind of cute.
They might have them up there someday, but yeah. Of course, it depends on the success of the Heathrow project and the success of the Washington, D.C. project there.But again, this one in Washington would be a very large system. It would need a central computer, and the pod cars would have to have independent technology to think for themselves. Well, the model for this particular idea, or the idea for this project, actually comes from something called Kiva robots. And these robots are capable of mapping paths to collect objects in a warehouse. A warehouse is a large building where various things are kept or stored. And sometimes it takes a lot of work for people to go into the warehouse to try to find things. They've developed these robots that can go into these warehouses and find that stuff really quickly and easily. And the workers can stay up front in the office and take a break.
Oh, nice. Oh, they give all the work to the robots. Well, they're revolutionary. So they've really completely changed the way that things are done in a warehouse just because they're able to function...quite differently than human beings have in the past. They work or function on a twofold technology. Twofold simply means a two-part technology. It's made up of two parts. So the first part is a central server, which is a computer, of course, will issue orders to individual robots.And then it will monitor their movements. When you issue orders, it means you give them, you send them out. You tell them what to do. You can also use issue to talk about to giving or providing in sort of a formal or official way. Some type of license, like the motor vehicle office will issue driver's license. Or you might want to go to the embassy where they will issue you a passport. So we use that in two different ways. That's sort of a more official way to talk about how documents are given out by the government. Or you can just use it to talk about someone who's giving or sending out orders or telling people what to do.
Mm-hmm. Issue can also be a noun. Different editions of a magazine, like in this month's issue, you can read this article in its entirety.And, of course, the central server will monitor the movements of these robots. To monitor means to oversee or supervise. Monitor can also be a noun that would be a person who oversees or supervises something. For example, a study hall monitor.
Oh, I was going to talk about our hallway monitor we had in high school.
Similar.
If this person saw any student in the hallways during class periods, he would grab them and say, what are you doing outside class? Because some kids would try to sneak out the door during a break to go play for the day.
Right, go out somewhere and cause trouble or something like
yeah.
that. So that's why you need these monitors. But again, here, monitor is being used as a verb. And the central computer needs to check on the movements of those robots to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be, to make sure they're not causing accidents and things like that. And, of course, we have these independent computers in each robot, and they take charge of picking the specific route. They also determine how to move, which is maneuvering, and also they want to avoid obstacles. To take charge of something means to be responsible for something. You have to make the decisions yourself, so each robot needs to find his or her specific route.And it also needs to maneuver and avoid those obstacles, those things that get in the way. That's what an obstacle is.
That's right. Now, the personal transportation network would work on this premise or on this idea. They would use these ideas or two-part technology to then operate efficiently. Now, this pioneering project, it's pioneering because it's pretty new and it's not what someone would expect to see, could have considerable effects. Now, when you use the word considerable, you're talking about something that's fairly large or at least large enough to be important to notice or to have some sort of impact. I could say, wow, that family next door to me has a lot of money. They own a considerable amount of land and property. So you're talking about someone who has a lot of something or much of something, or it could just be fairly large. Well, it could have some fairly large effects, and that is something we're going to be watching very closely.
Mm-hmm. Significant effects or numerous effects.And the advantages of pod travel could be tremendous. Tremendous here just means great, really wonderful. Lots of people would benefit. With automobiles obsolete, the environment would certainly benefit. If something's obsolete, that means it's no longer useful. So if we can get around in this...in these kinds of pod cars, we may not need to have a car anymore. No more oil changes or putting air in the tires or paying for gasoline or looking for a parking space.
Or paying for car insurance every month. That's expensive.
All those things are terrible things that we need to consider. So, of course, the environment would benefit from that. There'd be less pollution. There'd be more space out there. Hey, our quality of life would go up.
Yeah, I'm sure our taxes would too, because we would be saving some money out of our own pockets, so we'd have to pay for this service, of course.
Right.
But on a personal level, in our personal pods, we would be traveling more safely and more quickly. I wonder if these pods would be big enough to fit a large family into them.
Maybe.
Of course, we don't have really large families here, but back in America, there are still families, especially Catholic families and Mormon families, that have 6 or 7 kids. It looks like it could. And I wonder if you have to wear seat belts, Tom.
Yeah, you probably have to some degree, I suppose. Huh. I don't know. I'm not quite so sure about that. But I'm wondering if people would be very reluctant to give up their private cars. But, hey, these things might actually offer your own personal stereo system in there. You can bring your things with you. You never have to worry about cleaning your car or vacuuming
the carpet.
Oh, I love
that. Mm-hmm. Hey, but how fast do they go?
Fast enough. I don't suppose it matters how fast they go. As long as they get you to where you want to go in plenty of time, you don't need to be worrying about whether you're breaking the speed limit or not.
Well, you certainly wouldn't be getting a ticket from anyone because you wouldn't be driving. That's a good thing, too.
No hassles from cops and no road rage incidents either. That sounds like it's too good to be true.
I don't know, unless these pods develop their own personalities and take each other on. Mm, who knows?
Maybe.
Okay, everybody, it's time for our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
而其实整套 PRT 的发想是来自于 Kiva Robots 这一种的机器人，它的特色就是 which are capable of mapping paths to collect objects in a warehouse。这种机器人它可以规划出在仓库中收集货物的路线咯，而 PRT 的发想正是来自于它。当然其中包括了所谓的 a two-fold technology, 双向科技的运作。A central server issues orders to individual robots and monitors the movements,And independent computers in each robot take charge of picking the specific route, maneuvering and avoiding obstacles. 我们来解释一下什么叫做双向的科技呢？ 第一点就是呢，中央的伺服器必须要去 issue orders， 它要发号施令给每一个独立的机器人，同时要 monitor their movements， 监督他们的动作。除此之外，第二个句子independent computers， 而独立的电脑呢，位于每一个机器人当中的独立电脑也要负责挑选自己的路线，还要 maneuvering， 指的是巧妙的移动来避开这些障碍物咯。最后一段我们就要谈到这整个 PRT 的系统有哪些好处呢？
With automobiles obsolete, the environment would certainly benefit.
减少的车辆当然咯，这些呢汽车不见了，整个环境就受到最大的收益咯。
And on a personal level, in our personal paths, we'd be traveling more safely and more quickly.
没有了车子，而用这个 PRT 的系统来取代，对我们个人来讲，当然我们在交通的往返上就会来得更安全，而且也更快速。
Your destination would be the push of a button away, and the world could change forever.
所以以后想要去到某个地方，再也不会觉得很遥远，只要按一下按钮就到了，而整个世界也因为人类的幻想而改变了全貌。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thank you for joining us, and hopefully someday this nasty traffic will be solved with some kind of technology like PRT.
It would be pretty nice. And I think that our air would be cleaner. We wouldn't have as much pollution from cars. Okay, everybody, thanks for joining us and come back soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Bye. Goodbye.